Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You can be anonymous if you need to be. It doesn't matter. We just want to hear from you. What did, what happened with you where you were in jail? Like, what is the first thing you did when you got out of jail? Let me put on the theme for you. Yep, I want to know the first thing you did when you got out of jail. I was talking to a listener, and they didn't say if I could say their name or not, so I won't. I won't. Let's call him Jack. Jack from jail. That's what we'll do. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, man, I listened to you guys' show. I actually was locked up, though, for 6 months. I'm like, okay,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, did you ask for what? That's actually the question you want to know.
I think it was like an assault thing or something.
Okay.
So I was like, when he told me that, I'm like, well, don't beat me up. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. It's like, wow, somebody actually in the pokey.
I want to know, like you just said, pokey, what do people in jail call jail? I know they call it something inside because we call
the
it
clink, the clanker.
I mean, but they don't call it that. Porkchop, what do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never been to jail.
You wish you were, though.
No, I'm
He's like,
good.
Hey, I got the slippery soap. We're all good.
Ciao.
But
no.
I did go to a boarding high school, which was kind of like jail. So,
like, for how long?
For 4 years, my whole high school.
Wow.
Yeah. And no, literally, it was like jail. And when I got out, like, what I would do is go straight to, like, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so get some real food.
Like,
yeah, because they didn't allow us to actually eat meat there. It was like vegetarian.
Oh, no meat. That sucks.
Also, never mind.
No. You took the microphone from me.
I think I know what she was going to say.
What
they
was
didn't
she
allow
going to say?
To eat meat there. So, I mean, I wonder what she was going to say
next. But
you
did anyways.
And look at him now.
But the thing is, Liv, it was high school.
Sausage fest every night. Yeah.
Now he's a man eater.
It was co-ed, by the way.
Well, we know what. Okay. 833-563-2539. That is the question this morning. When you were in the clink, when you were in the slammer, like, what did you call it? But also, what's the first thing you did when you got out?
You never finished your story, Joe. Your friend, when he, you said the
well,
listener.
Well, he's a listener. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can be friends with anybody.
So when your best friend got out of jail, what did he do?
He said, Joe.
Was it our friend Chad? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, seems like a nice guy.
Was
nice
Joe.
No, he's like, dude, I got me some booty. Because he said, well, I mean, just saying, because obviously, like, he's not into dudes. He said, man, like, I was in jail for 6 months. That was a long time. And I guess it was kind of awkward, too, because, you know, sometimes, you know, as an adult, you can, you know, do things by yourself. But when you're, you know, in jail and you got other people there, I guess it's kind of awkward to do that or take care of business. So he's like, man, I just got some booty.
What are they called? Congenial visits? Do they still
conjugal?
Do those? Conjugal? Conjugal?
Are you making a word? Congenial. All right. Miss Congenial Prison 2020.
Do they still allow those?
I don't know.
Ask here. Text your best friend.
See, and this is where I need you. It's not my best friend. This is where, if you're listening, I need you to call in and tell us these kind of things because we don't know. Let's be honest. The only thing that we've ever done here is maybe a little bit of a speeding ticket. We're too soft for prison.
I feel like 6 months isn't that long. Like, your friend
in jail?
My biggest fear would be
is.
Having to go to the bathroom in front of other people.
No, I was going
to
say 6 months without, you know, well,
I'd
pancakes.
Explode. There's no way. I can't go 6 hours.
There's just like a toilet in the middle of the in the middle of the cell, right? That would be the worst.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either, Mackenzie. I'm with you.
Nothing worse than the prison poops.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got somebody. Good morning. Is this... Do you want to go with your name, Trent? Oh, so I just said it, Trent.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's up, Trent? Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's your story? Were you in jail or prison?
Yeah, I got out after 2 years. That was actually early on parole.
Oh, good.
But hey, you know, stuff happened in there, man. You know, a lot of crazy things.
Like, take us on the inside.
Like, did you get
like
shanked?
Fights, yeah.
Get shanked. That's not
well,
funny. I'm
you
sorry.
Know, little crazier than that. I mean, my point is I came out of jail gay man.
What? I don't know if it works like that. Does it work like that?
Plot twist.
I mean, I guess it does, because now I need you guys to point me in the right direction.
Grinder.
Wait, so when you went in, you were into ladies. Had you ever been with a man before?
No, never.
Oh.
I never thought this would be me, but you know, you kind of get used to it, and now I need it.
Pork Chop knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then what is he saying, Chops?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah. That's okay. I mean, good for you.
So, but
you know?
But you're saying
Pork Chop, you looking for a lover this weekend?
Wow!
I've got a boyfriend, thank you. I'm quite all right.
See, well, bring your boyfriend. I don't care. I need to fix that D.
This guy needs.
Oh my God! Okay,
needs to go back to jail.
So wait, when you were in
jail, this show is off the rails.
When you were in jail, like, trying to understand, were you like not even attracted to dudes? And like after a day, and then another day, and a day, like started looking better and better. Or how did this happen? Were you saying you went into jail straight and came out gay?
Well, I mean, it didn't happen in a day or two, but you know, I was in the place for a little over 2 years. I mean, yeah, after a while.
Okay,
we get, we're picking up what you're laying down.
All right, Trent, well, we wish you the best of luck on life outside of prison.
Hey,
and,
give Chops one more chance.
Nah. Do you have the Grindin' clip for him, Joe? Grindr, it's a dating app. You can go ahead and download that.
Yeah, this
Trent.
Is what you need.
Grindin'.
All right, Trent. I didn't think I get to play that one for a long time. That was interesting.
That was very interesting.
And by the way, to everybody else who's been to jail or prison, listens to the show, and you didn't call in this morning, it's okay. I'm not judging you, but I think we should bring that back again when more people are kind of awakened in the normal routine.
Yeah.
Because it's just so interesting.
It is.
I wonder what he went in for.
What if you went into jail gay and came out straight?
Maybe.
Plot twist.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up next, I had an incident happen where I was trying to take a picture with a listener that I met, Mackenzie, because
yes.
We love meeting people.
Of course.
And her boyfriend said, absolutely not. He said, you are not going to take a picture with my woman. She's like, take the picture, babe. Is that normal?
Was it super awkward?
Oh, hella awkward. Everybody's looking. It was like a standoff. We'll do that next here on Joe Mackenzie. Brand new Justin Bieber. It's called Yummy, 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 Yummy.
So good.